We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Steve at 10 in the morning now. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 71 degrees. A man who owed about $400,000 in taxes and who was convicted of shooting and wounding a Wichita tax agent has been sentenced to nearly 14 years in prison. Ricky Wirths was sentenced Thursday. He was found guilty in June of attempted first-degree murder for shooting Courtney Holloway five times at a Kansas Department of Revenue office in Wichita in September of 2017. The shooting happened the same day that Holloway served a tax warrant at Wirths' home.
Kansas Governor Jeff Collier's campaign has set up a voting integrity telephone hotline as his close Republican primary race with Secretary of State Chris Kobach remains unsettled.
Collier's campaign announced the hotline Thursday. A spokesman said they had received countless reports of voters experiencing issues at the polls. Kobach is the state's chief elections officer and told reporters Wednesday that he knew of no reports of irregularities outside of a long delay in the reporting of results from the state's most populous county because of issues with its new machines. Collier's campaign announced the new hotline as election officials confirmed that a mistake shortened Collier's vote total for another county in the state's results by 100 votes. The discovery of the mistake cut Kobach's lead to 91 votes. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The family of an unarmed black man who was shot in the back following a police chase here in Kansas has sued, alleging he was beaten by officers while he lay dying from a gunshot wound. The lawsuit filed Thursday in U.S. District Court in Kansas by the family of 24-year-old Matthew Holmes stems from an August 2017 incident that began with a 911 call regarding a vehicle burglary in progress in Newton.
A new push by Republican lawmakers to get answers about connections Department of Justice officials may have had the so-called Trump dossier.
House Judiciary Committee Chairman Bob Goodlatte readying subpoenas for those connected to an unverified and controversial dossier produced by former British spy Christopher Steele. House Oversight Chairman Trey Gowdy says he's troubled over new revelations former Obama Justice official Bruce Orr had contact with Steele even after the 2016 election. Gowdy tells Fox News at night,
they either need to set this for a date certain or there will be a subpoena issued.
But Democrats, however, say House Republicans are working to undermine the credibility of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia probe. In Washington, Sean Blanchell, Fox News.
Environmental groups are celebrating, but farmers are not, after a federal appeals court decision to ban a pesticide that many say is linked to abnormal brain development in children.
Kristen Schaefer with the Pesticide Action Network says the EPA proposed banning the widely used pesticide, chlorpyrifos, back in 2015, and the Ninth Circuit Court said Thursday you can't really take that back now.
And that's illegal. For you to decide that you then cannot take action, you have to show the evidence that it's still safe to have on the marketplace, which they have not been able to do.
After the ruling, the EPA said data used from a Columbia study on the pesticide had been inaccessible, keeping them from making scientific assessments. But Earth Justice Attorney Marissa Ordonia says that doesn't make any sense.
EPA for years has said, you know, this is a credible study.
She says the evidence that it is harmful to developing brains is clear. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Officials in Connecticut say a man has taken stalking to a global level.
A Korean man's been arrested in Connecticut, accused of stalking his ex-girlfriend around the world. Police in Bridgeport say they arrested 61-year-old Kwak Hyo Dong this week after responding to a report a woman was screaming in a bank parking lot. The woman told police she had fled her home country to escape an abusive relationship with Dong, and he tracked her down in Hawaii, Alaska, and eventually Bridgeport, where she has a friend. He had also apparently gained access to her banking information. He's now jailed on a stalking charge. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
All right, let's take a look at the forecast now with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With temperatures starting in the 70s across south central Kansas, we'll see a quick warm-up again into the afternoon. Our high today, 94. Isolated thunderstorms begin forming later on today. A few of those could produce some heavier rainfall. Scattered storms end this evening, our low 67. Tomorrow will be dry and 92, but rain chances increase again on Sunday afternoon. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
And now, partly cloudy skies, 71 degrees and calm. No wind out there this morning. 6:35, Steve and Ted in the morning. And you may remember Archie and his cartoon pals, Betty, Veronica, and Jughead.
Mm-hmm.
They hailed from the town of Riverdale.
Right.
But these days, Archie is a permanent resident of Meredith, New Hampshire. A life-size bronze likeness of the red-haired, freckle-faced comic book icon now greets visitors of the town. In honor of the man who drew the characters, Bob Montana drew Archie and his crew from 1942 until his death in 1975. And the statue of Archie sitting on a park bench was officially unveiled yesterday in Meredith's Community Park to coincide with the town's 250th anniversary. It's in Meredith, New Hampshire. I wasn't a big fan of Archie and Jughead and all. They were high school kid characters, right? But I picked them up now and then. So I'm familiar with Veronica and Betty, right?
Oh, Veronica.
I'm sure you are, too.
Oh, heck yes. Hey,
what you got?
Speaking of comics, you know, Dennis the Menace, the character, they're from Wichita. How come we don't embrace that and have some sort of Dennis the Menace statue or...
Hank Ketchum was his name, right?
He was the guy that drew the
cartoonist.
Comic. Yeah.
Now, there was some sort of connection with him during the war. He lived here or something, I think.
Yeah, and... And
they'd be based Dennis and Mr. Wilson and all right here.
And then he revealed that, you know, Dennis's dad was... He worked in the aircraft industry, and so basically that they were a family that was from Wichita.
Well,
and we have never embraced that or celebrated that. Or
think about it for a minute. Okay, Hannibal, Missouri, I'm sure he has a celebration of Mark Twain or Tom Sawyer. Why can't we do a festival around that? You could have kids, you know, in a look-alike contest for Dennis the Menace. Of course, Dennis the Menace is kind of off the radar.
Well, it's off the grid now. It's too late.
Yeah, it's way off. But
you know,
you could have some fun with it.
I don't know why we don't have a statue or... We've never embraced that at all.
Yeah, that's a good point. Dennis the Menace, and I liked his little girlfriend, Margaret, with her glasses and her curls. And Mr. Wilson, the guy next door, who was always kind of grumpy. But, Dennis the Menace. We need to get somebody. Well, not the mayor, because you know how he is. He's so involved with tearing down the stadium, doesn't have time for anything else. But
wow.
My wife said to me last night, should we go to LD Stadium this weekend? Because when they get through with the NBC tournament, they're tearing it down. Is that right? Are they going to start the bulldozers right after they get through with the tournament? Have you heard?
That's never been confirmed nor denied. It's been implied.
Hmm.
But it has never been
okay.
Officially.
We don't know.
All
officially.
That we know is that the NBC World Series is not going to be there anymore.
Okay.
Nor
yeah.
will the Wingnuts, and kind of they're saying it without saying it. This is probably going to be the last month for Lawrence Dumont Stadium.
All right, be nice if we.
But nothing official has come out yet.
Some sort of a stadium to replace it. Some plans or something.
Well, there are plans.
I haven't seen them. Have you seen them? Is it a beautiful park?
I don't know. The city's already got the funding from the state to do it.
Okay. I gotta say one. I'm gonna get in a deep end here and say something real quick, and that is about this vote counting. I mean, we've got. I know that Mr. Kobach has talked about making sure that everybody gets votes legally and all that. I think he ought to probably just demand that people take a math course or something so they can count votes. We've already had two counties come in that have made 100 vote mistakes or 200 votes. You know, instead of 422, it's 522.
Yeah.
This is what we already knew was elections are not that scientific. They're not foolproof. We've seen that.
Right.
But this is horrendous, the way these people can't keep track of votes. I mean, sit down and you put these over here and those over there, and then somebody, two, three people, count them up together. I mean, you get more. You're a Catholic.
Yes.
They have people who every Monday night go and count the money. Right? I know this, and they never get it wrong.
Well, not when it comes to money, no.
So maybe we should put them in charge of vote counting. I'm not worried about people voting illegally. I'm worried about people who can't count, counting the votes.
Well, and it floored me that the lady out in Thomas County said that Well, they probably couldn't read my handwriting when I faxed in the results.
Faxed
in? Like, you're using fax machines?
Woo, okay.
But then I got to thinking, well, it's probably hack-proof. The Russians aren't going to mess with fax technology if they're trying to hack us.
Why would the Russians want to mess with Kansas? We've already proven we don't know how to vote.
I'm just saying, I did not realize they were still using fax machines to get the voting results into the Secretary of State's office. Wow.
Well,
Welcome to the 1980s.
I think somebody, we were in contact with Shelley.
We're really up to date here in Kansas.
Somebody that Shelley and I were in contact with, St. Francis. They wanted a copy of my mom's death certificate. Can you fax it over to us? St. Francis.
Like, what?
Okay. All right, we got to get going here. It's 6:40 now. Time for the commodities update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Steve. Well, most of the live cattle and feeder cattle futures Thursday made new lows for the current move lower as they experienced triple-digit downside. The close was also negative yesterday, but did manage to bounce off the session lows. News-wise, it was very quiet for our cattle complex. Lean hogs started lower and saw more new contract lows, then quickly turned positive and closed with triple-digit gains. The October and April contracts closed up the $3 limit. On the close yesterday, October live cattle, $1.95 lower, $109.05. October feeders down 77 cents at $149.20. October lean hogs up to $3 limit at $51.40. The soybean complex, along with the wheat and corn futures, saw two-sided trading, but they all closed on the negative side yesterday. Selling was mainly tied to positioning ahead of today's USDA supply and demand report that is looking for an increase in U.S. corn and soybean production and ending stocks. At the moment, September KC wheat down 3.25 cents at 5.75 1/4. December corn's unchanged at 3.82 3/4. November soybeans down 3 3/4 at $9.25. September crude oil this morning, 35 cents higher at 67.17. December gold down $1.40 at 1,218.50. September S&P down 11.5 points at 28.42 1/4. September dollar index 58 cents higher at 95.94. And September Dow Jones futures down 98 points at 25,395. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Okay, Tom, here's the way I would count votes, okay? You got a ballot there, and it's got Mr. Kobach on this one. And this ballot over here has got Mr. Collier on this one. You put them in different stacks, and then you count them up at the end of the time. Would that work?
I think it might work.
I'm just trying to be logical about this.
Where's that? Well, that's where you're off base already. Mm. You're trying to do this logically.
Yeah, I guess you got a point there, Ted. You know, logic doesn't have nothing to do with this.
Yeah. All right. Democracy. What will we do without it? 6:43 now, Steve and Ted. Coming up, Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, and he says, maybe you should find another job? Don, what do you know that I don't know? That's coming up. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.